You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me.
Hello and welcome to the TFM Podcast. This is J-Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I am very excited about today. Keep sending those in because we have some amazing, we have just an amazing, like just different emails today. It's just, we go all over the board, relationship stuff, pubic hair, it's everything. So keep sending those in. I'm so excited how into this you guys are. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. I'm going to bring on our guest right away because I'm very excited he's here. Dan Soder.
Hey, dude.
Thank you for coming on.
Dude, you, that intro is so loud.
I like to get people pumped up,
it
you know?
Hurt.
I know. Well, you have the earphones in.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God.
I think if you're a regular listener, you know, just turn it down at the start.
Yeah, it's like a click down on the laptop. And yeah. Like, all right, we're good here.
We've gotten through the turbulence.
I didn't see that coming.
No, you've been on before, though. This is your second time on.
But you know what? I remembered it right when it happened.
Right when it, it's
like, right it, when it happened, I was like, oh yeah. This is how last time started, too.
It was TFM Podcast PTSD.
Yeah.
You know? Just a flashback.
It's all coming back to me.
Dan, I'm so happy to have you back. This is very cool. You can find Soder on Twitter at Dan Soder. Go check him out, dansoder.com. You've seen him on Conan, Comedy Central Half Hour. He's been on You Know What, Dude, and Opie and Jim, which is, that's going to be cool.
Yeah, Opie and Anthony, then now Opie and Jim. And
it's going to be, I listened to them as a kid. So like,
yeah,
like,
I mean, so did I love them.
Is that like a cool thing? Like,
yeah, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Just, it's the same, you know, it's crazy. It's the, like,
do you ever,
for someone
like
that grew up watching that or listening to that, it's like, it would be like the equivalent of being on Tough Crowd.
Yeah.
You're like, oh shit, yeah, I used to watch this all the time.
Exactly.
And listen to it all the time. And that's how I learned about, like, you know, Burr and Patrice and a lot of guys was through Opie and Anthony.
Well, that was the same for me. I remember my buddies and I listening to ONA in Boston, and in Boston they were like the biggest deal.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you know, Whip It Out Wednesdays and stuff, and like them getting kicked out of the church.
Yep.
You know, and these are all stories that if you're being like, what the fuck, go look them up. They're the funniest dudes.
Like,
they're awesome. But that's how we found out about like Dave Attell.
Yeah, I mean, Insomniac helped in his half hour, but I do remember listening. Louis C.K. was I learned about Louis because of Opie and Anthony,
and they have, and so they just know funny people, and that's cool
great.
That you're going on. That's amazing.
It's been cool.
So you can check out Soder. He's awesome. You can go back to we've done an episode in the past. He's going to be at Caroline's April 15th, a part of Comedy Week, and he's also coming to Miami. Home Tap Comedy on April 10th and 11th. You can check out all his dates at dansoder.com. Go check him out. Go follow him. He's an amazing comic. He's awesome. You're going to love him. So at Dan Soder on Twitter. Are you ready to do this?
Dude, I love that you get it all out of the way.
Let's get it in, right?
You're like, you get all your homework done and then you're like, let's go do blow till Sunday afternoon.
Well, here's the thing. I haven't been drinking in like a week.
That's why you're so wired
up.
I'm
on the fucking ball. This is the best Monday I've had in like 2 years.
Yeah, your synapses are just fucking firing right now.
They're just going crazy. I had no bags under my eyes. I was like, wait a minute, I don't look like that?
Here's my question, because how long has it been, 2 weeks?
Last Monday was the last time I drank.
All right, so it's been a week.
Yeah.
Have you woken up and expected the hangover and it not shown up yet?
Yes.
That's the best feeling.
Yes. That was today.
Yeah, you wake up and you're like, what am I going to... Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, this is how a morning works.
Yeah, it's great. And sleep? Have your dreams been super like vibrant and detailed?
The sleep has been good. The wake-up boners have been strong quite strong.
Your dick comes back in full flex.
Oh, my God. My dick be rocking.
Yeah, I mean, in college... Like a lot of these kids that probably listen to this,
yeah.
they're like in their early 20s, so they're all ramped up.
Yeah,
and
you don't
understand that you are burning a super fuel that will run out.
I don't think I understood it until just
now.
In
your late 20s, it fucking runs out. And then when you're drinking, you still fuck, but it's you're not.
It's kind of like, you know, when you like on a Sunday and you're just sitting alone, hungover, and then you like whack it like that third time. And it's kind of like this.
Jesus
like,
Christ, what kind of fucking Latin sex drive do you have?
Wait a minute, you don't know about this? Am I alone on this?
I'd barf twice and jerk once,
do you
maybe.
Know, but have you ever like whacked off when you're hungover and you're like, this will help, and it just totally doesn't help?
Yes, it feels completely neutral.
It's like,
that's
no.
That's a Swiss jerk.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. It just does nothing
neutral
for you.
Neutral jerk.
And then you get into some real seedy shit like
weird
2 hours
porn
later, and then you're like, oh, there it was.
And do you know how like, and then you like have that hungover like ejaculation moment where you're like, and it just kind of like putters out. That's every hungover, that's every drunken sexual experience in your late 20s, I would think.
Yeah, I remember my 28th birthday. I got so drunk the night before that the next day I threw up, took a nap, jerked off, then threw up immediately again.
And it's called a hobo's day.
Oh, dude, that was brutal.
That
yeah
is.
That's a fucking.
The female audience is listening, just being like, ugh. And,
yeah,
and every guy's just nodding. Like, yeah, oh, I know exactly what that is.
Oh, it was goddamn zoo animal that day.
Let's do it. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Dan Soder, @DanSoder on Twitter. Go find him on DanSoder.com. All his dates coming to Miami April 10th and 11th. Here we go. This one is called Spring Break Manscape.
Okay.
Yo, J-Train, feel pretty fucking weird emailing some 30-year-old dude for chest hair advice, but you've proven your wisdom, so I'll guess I'll get over it. Need your advice on how much manscaping should take place before hitting the beach this spring break. Do you, what type of manscaping are you doing, if any?
I mean, this is, he's a young college dude, so probably yeah in good shape.
Totally.
Depends how hairy you are.
That's the thing.
If you're hairy, do it. If you're like kind of cool hairy,
yeah,
I'd say leave it.
See, my chest hair is like, I call it the phoenix yeah rising from the ashes, because it's two wings
yeah
that come up here and then it dips down into a little head of a bird right here.
So it's
like this, and it looks like the Superman S.
Does it look cool?
Cool to me, it does.
Yeah, well then you're fine.
I like it. I can walk proud.
Then you're fine. That's
what I'm saying. But I'm saying the sweater guy, do you think he should just do a total makeover?
Yeah, you just got to buzz it off. Just get it all off.
Get it all off.
And then just be, you know, and then you got to do it the day before.
Yeah, so because you're going to have.
Because you're going to have grow back.
I'll say this. I mean, I know, as far as the chest hair, we have another episode where we talked about shaving your chest and stuff. I once went totally bald.
Yeah, I did that too when I was 23.
I did it in college, like my senior year. You have this moment, you're like, should I do this? And then yeah you kind of go through with it. What'd you think?
I was so stoned, and I just moved to New York.
Yeah.
And I was living on my buddy's couch in Hoboken, and I got high, and I was trimming my balls, and I had the buzzer.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should shave my stomach hair, because I have like a patch of hair on my stomach.
Totally.
And then it goes up into my chest hair.
Okay.
But it's like, it goes to like a little line, and then it's like almost like an hourglass of
hair. Oh, so you have like kind of like the bush lead-in.
But I got like a belly of hair. It's like an hourglass.
Okay.
It's like at the bottom hair, and then it comes up in the middle, and then it goes up.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, hey, why don't I take my belly hair off? Then I'll just have like this trail that goes to my stomach. And I was in pretty good shape. I was in decent shape. So I shaved my stomach, and I was like, oh my God, my belly button looks atrocious. I was used to seeing it with hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, I panicked. And then I just shaved the rest of it. I was like, what did I do?
Yeah, now you're like a grown baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like so weird. I just remember putting on a shirt and being like, it feels so weird.
Yeah, you want to go like number, oh, it feels the weirdest. Like
yeah
if you do it, your shirt feels like there's a film in between the shirt
yeah
and the body.
Yeah,
it's not a fun
no
thing. But I do think like that's a good piece of advice though. Like you want to go like number two over it.
Yeah, just to get to see how it looks with yeah a little buzz.
If you are in like incredible shape,
go bare.
Go all the way. Go to a fucking Asian woman and have her rip it all off.
Yeah,
because
go
that
bodybuilder
would look good.
You gotta
yeah,
go full bodybuilder.
Go and do it right before, but then also use the appropriate creams and exfoliant, because you will have those little bumps.
Yeah.
And that's like really weird.
But I feel like if you're not in great shape, but you're in decent shape, keep your chest hair. Women like
around
chest hair. I've heard from too many women that they like chest hair.
There's gotta be some. There's... You, as a guy, I think you want to look good, but you didn't try to look good.
Yeah, you want to look naturally good.
Naturally good, like you didn't put any time into it. That's like...
You know what was always the heartthrob thing in movies I noticed when I was a kid? Where the dudes that were in shape that could just grab like a shirt off a chair and then just like button it up without anything yeah, underneath. Like, yeah, it looks awesome.
There we go.
And I drew it and I just got pit stains and my fucking chest is weird.
Just throws it yeah. on and they're ready for like, a Saturday night.
And they put on boots. But you don't ever see them put on socks. Yeah. It's confusing. People in movies get dressed weird.
Tom Selleck really set us up for failure.
All those guys. All those motherfuckers. But yeah, I think look naturally good.
I'm a chest hair guy. That's the thing. Like, I got it spouting out here. I'll always be pro chest hair. But that sweater guy where it's just all over the place, give yourself a chance, buddy. If you're a jack dude, fucking...
Still get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Give yourself the real chance. You worked for this moment.
Yeah.
Might as well take
That's
it.
That's the pulling the sheet off of the car.
Yeah.
That's like,
and then, it goes, and then you just hear the ding.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Then, but as far as like ball trimming, what's your stance on that?
I go bald on the balls.
Completely to the skin.
Not like a razor, but like a number one.
I'm the same. Like a whiffle.
Yeah.
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 Like a summer whiffle when you were younger. Like,
yes.
Just give me the two.
Yeah.
And then it's just a bald head, but it's not bald.
Yes.
Like, I think I was thinking about
soft.
It.
It's soft. But it's not.
It's
like,
the bottom soft hair, but not too long.
It's not the creepy to the skin bald.
You don't want that.
Nah, it's weird.
You do not. I've done that, and you look in the mirror, and you're like, oh my God, I'm a pedophile now.
Yeah.
I can't believe I just saw this.
Turkey neck dick. It looks like your neck's like your balls are just like a turkey neck, or like, wow, and then your dick's just resting on
so
it.
So gross. I can't imagine being a girl in that position, just being like, I thought it was gonna look different than this.
Oh, dude, I have forever I will feel the pain of females that they have no clue until it's too late.
Too late. And it's just seeing that
dick
fucking vein. I would say, if you're out there wondering what we're talking about, you want to go with your balls like LeBron James hair, not Michael Jordan bald.
Yeah. And then a little bit longer on the bridge.
Yeah. Leading down,
yeah.
You want to have like a. There's got to be something there to know. There's a manliness to it.
Yeah, man marker. You don't want to be completely bald.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Send in any type of hair questions you have. We'll take them anytime. And tell us your spring break stories about how it worked out. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Dan Soder at Dan Soder on Twitter, dansoder.com. Go check him out. Hilarious. Awesome. Before we go into some other stuff, we're here at Stand Up New York Labs. Dan and I, we both do shows here at the club.
Yeah.
You can go to standupny.com, get free tickets to any show here at the club, use the promo code TFM at checkout, and you can come see it free. And trips to New York City are expensive. This is just another thing that you don't have to pay for.
Yeah, it's a good night out, too. It's a good, like, it's a good weekday night out.
Weekday night out, do that Thursday.
Weekend, too.
Yeah,
but
you can do a weekend. But that Thursday's more of a chilled out show.
Yeah, if you're like in New York and you want to go party on Friday and Saturday, but go to a good Thursday show or a Wednesday show.
That's a good idea. And then you can also go to standupnylabs.com. Check out all of the podcasts here. They got a whole network here, so go check them out. Also, iTunes, I say this all the time, just give us a nice rating. It helps us out. I love a good rating.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do. This is a free podcast.
Just be decent.
Let's just go and do that. Shout outs. I'm on Snapchat. I love it. JTrain56 on Snapchat. I love getting... I've been asking for shits and tits. And I get a lot more
shit. Like pictures of the shits? Or are you doing the
videos?
Oh,
we talked about this.
Yeah, that's my thing.
After that episode, I got a lot of people just the video of their face while taking the shit because of you. Explain your thing.
So basically, I used to do this with another comedian. And we still do it sometimes. Where you don't film your actual shitting, you just film your face, and you just say like, you know, you just talk while you're shitting, because it's obvious when shit's coming out of a person.
Oh yeah, there's no way you can hide that facial expression. That's like
and
a cum
great.
Face.
Yeah,
it's a shit face too.
It really is the closest you'll get to doing an O face for your friend. But it really is just like you talk and you're like, and then because it always changes where you're like, yeah, man, I'm pretty sure like I'm. And then you can.
It's funny the juxtaposition. Like, just start talking about a different story. Just be like, yeah, like Tuesdays, the weather has been really good.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So these are some shout outs for some other people. Hey, J Train, I recently found out that Senator Paul, Rand Paul, is on Snapchat.
Fuck yeah, he is.
I know the guy is a fucking weirdo, right? Well, I don't know. With that being said, I feel as if it's only necessary for him to get a Snapchat shout out so he's able to bask in all the glorious shit pics. Definitely no tit pics, just shit pics. And he writes his Snapchat username is Senator Rand Paul. Dude, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool of him to get
involved.
I just
don't understand Snapchat. You can't track anything. It's all gone. It's too mysterious. I feel like there's going to be a beheading sent to me, and I'm going to be like, I don't like this.
I don't want to be involved in this.
That's why I stay off it.
I love it because it is like a more intimate experience with people, and I think it's the best social media app for hooking up for kids.
How do you hook up with anybody, though? How do you find them? You don't search.
No, you don't search. You have to get the name from somewhere else.
But that's like getting someone's phone number.
I know, but at least it disappears. So you have that, like, you know, if you can send like a picture that you wouldn't send otherwise.
Explain this to Old Man Soder.
So Old Man
Soder, how do you hook up through Snapchat?
Here's the thing. You go out to a bar, you meet a chick. Oh, we should just exchange Snapchat. Now,
oh, that's what you exchange these days.
Because if you exchange numbers, that's a higher level thing.
That's a contractual obligation.
Snapchat is like, I could just leave this at any time. I can unsubscribe at any time.
How do you unsubscribe?
You can just go to their name on Snapchat and just say, I want out of this. And now they don't have your number, but you've exchanged phone information, basically. So you could say to a girl like, hey, I'm on Snapchat, you're on Snapchat, and then you start sending, like, you know, cutesy pictures, some emojis, which I know you're not into.
Totally against it.
I love a good emoji. I
hate it.
Last night, I texted Soder about coming on, and he was like, yeah, man, can't wait, or whatever, and then I just wrote back the little woman dancing.
Yeah.
And you were like, I hate that. And I was I knew that was coming.
I just looked at it and went, motherfucker.
I love a good, well-placed, somewhat gay emoji thrown in there.
I'm becoming like this grizzled old detective, and I'd never served on the police force.
Yeah,
just everything fucking pisses me off.
You are getting that, like, that hardened look at the world.
Yeah, where I'm like, all right, I get it, kid. You got a picture of some tits? Show me something I haven't seen.
Let me feel those tits.
Show me consistent income and the ability to get out from under debt. Then I'll show you what I want to see.
Let me see what kind of health insurance you're working with.
You know what it's like, them switching plans when you miss open enrollment and you got to deal with Empire Insurance on the phone.
It's like the saddest war stories. Yeah. All just old white dude war stories.
Just about taxes. And
sup, Jizz Train. Love the podcast. Tell everyone to snap my friend shit and dick pics at J Masterson 4, and then also J Train, been a listener since the second episode. You've read an email of mine before and gave some great advice. It's gotten me through my summer job, and now it's getting me through my internship. This isn't a shout out for my personal Snapchat or anything. I get enough tits and shits from sleuts and my buddies.
Oh, cool.
Cocky. Wondering if you can give a shout out to the nonprofit I'm interning for this semester. It's at @AT_conservancy. On Twitter and at Appalachian Trail on Instagram. So go follow them and check out Max the Intern. So those are some shout outs. If you want to shout out, go to email tfmpodcast@gmail.com. tfmpodcast@gmail.com. You ready for the next email?
Yeah. You're like, I like what you're doing, man. This is
you like it?
It's almost like you're a sports talk radio host.
Well, I listen to a lot of sports talk radio.
It's pretty clear that you do.
Yeah.
But you're fucking nailing it.
Thanks, man.
You're like, until you do that. And then it just sounds like,
piss you off.
Man, that gets my blood going.
Answer my question and we will fucking make history, bro.
That's the title of the
email? That's the title of the email.
Oh, God.
It's the only reason I'm reading it.
There's no way you can change this to, like, the White Privilege podcast. No.
the daddy bought me my iPod podcast.
You could rival Salon. You could just go on this, like...
And just answer Salon questions.
But, like, yeah, they're like, why do men think they can do this? You're like, what's up? Welcome to this podcast. We're taking your calls at the...
I could do it. I think
we're 45 minutes past the hour. We're talking Jets. We're talking Rangers.
Weather on the twos.
We're talking big tits. We're talking bros drinking Jaeger. Call in right now. You're listening to the J Train. It's moving along. Coming up next.
Yo, Jeremiah Train. A while ago, my buddies and I caught our good friend sitting down to take a piss.
Yeah.
Can you imagine catching your buddy sitting down for a piss?
Not a big deal when you're 30.
Okay, so we'll go on. We've been giving him shit about it for years now. Lately, though, I've been finding myself in certain situations in which my mind is telling me no, but my body is telling me to sit, i.e. I'm drunk and will probably leave a yellow Rorschach test on the toilet seat.
It's Rorschach.
Whatever. I was like, what the fuck am I reading
here? But I like it.
Dude, obviously,
that's welcome to life.
Yeah, you've grown up is what this means. Obviously, I'm going to keep giving my buddy shit, which you should. Even whatever you have on your buddy, just keep it going to no
end.
Even though I'm starting to get it because that's what guys do. And fuck that guy, right? Anyways, can you do something awesome and lay out some rules for when it's okay for a man to sit down when he pees? Yours truly, some dude who really enjoys your podcast. When do you think it's okay?
He brings up a good point because standing and peeing is, it, you know, it's what men do.
It's a
privilege. It's one of our few, you know.
This is what we have.
Yeah.
Standing and peeing
and being able to have a child and leave is our two true traits, our true gifts.
We need a hat with being a man.
Yeah. Standing when you piss and not being there for your kids.
Dudes hungover, being dudes.
Hungover is a great time to sit and pee.
Totally. That's a lot.
I used to hangover, and I didn't know when the pee was coming, so I'd just smoke a cigarette and just sit on the toilet.
Just sit there and wait for it?
Naked.
Naked.
Just
that's
naked.
That's more manly than standing up and peeing.
It's just completely buck-ass, because I'd be wearing like basketball shorts and a t-shirt,
yeah,
and I'd start getting the hangover sweats.
I know, nothing is
so
worse.
I'd just shed everything, bring a Camel in with a pack of matches.
Oh, dude, I will get, like the naked thing is a total thing.
Naked on the toilet's where it's at.
That's living.
Yeah.
Okay. I will go, like, if I will literally put the clothes off, hang them up in my own bathroom, and I'll be like, I'll get to those later. This is going to be a 20-minute ordeal.
Yeah, but you know what's the pooping version of sleeping in an extra 20 minutes?
What's that?
Is when you take your pants off while you're on the toilet because you're like, I didn't even expect to do this, and I'm being a little naughty right now.
It's hitting the snooze button.
That's the total snooze button. You know what? I don't need to have pants on right now.
I'm going to treat myself. Yeah.
And then I'd reach into my pockets and pull out my pack of smokes and grab it, and I'm like, oh, Dan, you did it again.
Oh, Dan, you sly kid.
you devil, you.
Isn't there nothing? Have you ever, you know what's weird? To me, pooping with socks on, can't do it.
Yeah,
I need to feel the ground beneath me.
I gotta grab the ground.
Yeah, I gotta be able to take my toes and dig in.
Yeah, it's hard to do in the winter when it's cold because then it's the linoleum.
I don't even mind. I just like to know that I'm living.
Okay.
You know, like the socks are between you, so it's a little too warm.
I can poop with socks on. I cannot nap with socks on.
I can't get in bed with socks on. I mean, what kind of animal are we talking about here?
I've met some of my friends have done it.
Really?
I've been on the road with guys, and they're like, and I'm like, you just sleep with your socks on. I'm like, yeah, what's the big deal? I'm like,
oh my God. Ugh. Yeah, no. That's a reaction that I would have too. Not like a, really? It would be more like, ugh.
Yeah, you're just,
disgusting.
Gross.
He could have told me that he just whacked off in the shower I'm about to go into. I'd be like, okay, yeah, I understand that. I went down the drain.
Rinse around the edges.
I'll give it a little hose off like it's a big elephant.
It's just what we got to do.
Yeah. No, but I think hungover.
Easy.
Definitely. Airports. Because I get fucking tired at airports, and I'll be like, listen, I just needed 10 minutes in my own confined space.
But that's what you're flying for. You're sitting down the whole time. I think airport, you got to stand and pee, because you don't know where that seat's been.
I hear what you're talking about, because that is like the king of disgusting shitting.
That is the common area to...
Because everyone's doing it
there. Yeah, that's where everyone wants to shit before they take flight.
I take a seat because I'm like, if you're like on a layover, and sometimes you're like, oh my God, I need to just not be like elbow to elbow with everybody. That's my one thing.
So I will disagree with you on there.
That's fine.
And then I'll add whenever you're at your parents' house.
Oh, totally.
Because then it's like away from everybody time.
That's like the parents' house shit.
But it's not, but it can be a pee.
Yeah.
I've disguised pees as poos all the time.
It's kind of,
I've done a pee under the cover of poo. I'm going to go take a shit, and I just tinkle.
I do, the one thing, when I'm hungover, I'll always do like a big like groan, and it makes me feel better for like a half a minute. So I'll go like, ugh.
Yeah.
So I will do that while I'm peeing, while I'm leaning against the wall.
Okay.
And that's a good feeling for me. But I'll do that also when I'm sitting.
Yeah.
So we're saying hungover is really the only at home.
If you're sick or hungover.
Sick, yes, definitely.
Tired, super tired.
Super tired. If you're at a job you hate.
Yes, because that definitely is your burning clock.
Definitely. You got to burn whatever you can.
So,
get out some texts, play some Snake, you know, like little words with friends.
Yeah, maybe you're doing a little trivia crack.
Yeah,
and you
are
got
you into
game.
That? I haven't.
I got in, and then I weaned myself off because it was getting
too much. That's why I like Words with Friends. I can only do so much on it.
I try to stay against I'm a 31-year-old man that plays PlayStation 4, so
oh, you are.
I have to try to stay off the video games on the phone, too.
It's okay. I don't know if there's any other ones that you guys can think of. TFMpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, I got a good one. If you're at a girl's house, my accuracy on peeing is god-awful.
Horrible.
Just god-awful.
I'm the same way.
So if I'm at a girl's place and I don't want to pee on the ground and wipe my pee up, I'll pee. I'll sit and pee. Because it's, you know, it's a girl's house.
Why not? Treat yourself.
Yeah, her butt's probably nice. I'm going to put my face on it. Yeah. Might as well put my butt on it.
Are you into that?
Eating butt?
Yeah.
I mean, I always clocked. I always did like a peripheral. I always came up and checked and then went down. But I don't like lick the asshole. I've licked asshole, but yeah. I've never like, I don't. I feel like now there's
the most surprising stuff about, there's too much to go on.
Emphasis on eating the butt when you need the
butt. It's very in vogue.
I know, but the butt's there like, that's like playing a song on the guitar with just the chords instead of strumming it. Because eating the pussy, you're strumming the chords.
Yeah, you're and then like
the
butt's going there after
to like,
it.
To wail. Like if you want to do a solo and be like, you like go up there. That's eating the butt, then yeah. You come back down to
and then
play.
You come back down to play. That is kind of a good point, because it's a great point actually, yeah. Because you'll be going down and you're like, okay, how can I make this a little more sure that I'm a little loose here?
Yeah,
that's
you
kind
go
of
up, and you butt, go smack back down.
Yeah. I do like the going down on girl reverse style.
Oh, that's all I do from
really?
Behind.
Really,
I only eat vagina from behind.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's effective.
It is effective.
I got the chin right on the clit.
It's a you got it all worked out there.
Dude, I know how. I got a moon face. Yeah. I know exactly how to get it right in there.
It is made for a face to go into.
Yeah. It's almost with efficiency, like a bank robber. I can make a girl come from eating her pussy from behind.
Also, when you flip the girl over to do that,
they're like,
whoa, shit.
They're always like, okay.
Yeah, I'll I'll take your lead.
Yeah.
You have like a...
I'm gonna, and then you like move the leg up to get an angle. And
yeah.
Hungry, like hungry hippo.
It's like down and dirty. It's like a dance. It's like a dirty dancing moment where you're just like, I know the moves here.
Yeah. Whoop! Yeah. And then that's the twirl.
Yeah. That's the
cunnilingus twirl.
Cunnilingus.
We're like, no, mommy. Tonight we dance the lambada. Yeah, dude. And I remember there's some girls that are like, what are you doing? Because I think most girls think you're about to fuck them.
Totally.
So they're like, and then you're like, no.
Give me a second.
Oh, trust me. You'll want me to.
The what are you doing is a fun question to get, because then you're like, I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it shows confidence.
This ain't my first rodeo.
I've seen some butts in my day.
Yeah, I eat pussy like a Sam Elliott movie. I'm like, mijo, I've seen enough. Telling you, I'll lick this thing cleaner than a diner floor after it's been built.
Surprising thing about the butt lick is that it doesn't taste that much different than the vagina.
It's all a copperish tone.
Yeah, it's all nickels.
It's all nickels and dimes, baby.
But surprising flavor on that butt. You never expect, because all my buddies that are married, like they'll be like, you do that? And I'm like, yeah, you'd be surprised. It's not like I'm sitting there for a shit sandwich.
Yeah, I'm not having her dump in my mouth.
Yeah, sometimes.
Most girls keep their butts super clean.
Super clean. There's no hair.
Yeah.
It's basically the girl's butt is like a pristine chapel, and the dude's butt is more like an alleyway.
But I feel like straight dudes' butts. I feel like gay dudes probably keep their butts like girls.
I would assume that a gay dude's butt is treated as if it's a vagina, right?
Or just a gay butt, which is probably super nice.
Yeah.
The upkeep's different. My upkeep is I am basically like a fucking shut down mental institution.
Okay.
That's what my butt is. It's like spooky to walk by.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, I don't really want to know what's in there.
Yeah.
I think I kind of have an idea of what it used to be like.
Yeah. At one point it was nice.
Yeah. I got like weird wisps of butt hair like between my butt cheek and thigh.
You ever,
I'm all front, no back.
And yeah.
My girlfriend knows that.
Sometimes I'll like reach back there. Like you ever reach back there and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have came back here with your hand. And you're like, there's hair here that doesn't make sense with one another. Like there's weeds going one way and then a big tree out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Dan Soder at Dan Soder on Twitter. This one's called My Girl's Best Friend Can Suck My Ass.
Yeah.
What's up, J Transsexual? Love the podcast. So this girl I've been become interested in is super cool, and we've been hanging out a lot. She's an 868, you know, the rating system, yeah. Face, body, personality. Well, me and her have a great time together every time we hang out, and conversation is just so easy. The problem is she has this best friend who she's known since like 2, who always comes around and hangs out whether she is invited or not. This girl is a 3-2-1 at best.
Ooh.
She sits there with a shitty attitude. Oh, that makes it even worse. And is just not a good fucking person at all. what a description. Plus, she's not attractive whatsoever, so she just has nothing going for her.
At least this guy's honest.
Yeah, it's really gotten to the point where I'm starting to not want to hang out with the girl I'm interested in solely because I know this girl is just going to want to tag along. What do I do? What should I say to her nicely tell her that her friend sucks major ass and drives me fucking crazy?
That you want just time with her. Just be like, listen, she shows up all the time.
You got to mention it.
Yeah, because whenever you're headed towards a relationship, you start niching out that camaraderie. We're like, hey, it's me and you. And
yeah.
Like, if my girlfriend had a problem with one of my friends, I would break up with her. But no, I'm just kidding. yeah, you talk to her about it. You're like, oh, okay, I get it.
And well, you've been in a relationship for how long?
2 years.
So 2 years, you know what happens a lot, and you can tell me if you agree or disagree, but with relationships, I notice with my friends, you go 70-30 with friends. You either she becomes part of your crew.
Yeah.
More, or you become part of her crew more.
She's got my girlfriend's got really good lifelong friends that she's grown up with that I really like, but yeah. I haven't hung out with a lot.
Okay,
and she's had more intense hangs because gotcha. She's came to Denver with me and like hung out with my friends I grew up with, who cool. I'm still very close with. So her hangouts have been more intense.
Yes,
but mine have been really good with her friends.
Okay,
so it just works.
I mean, but like, you know.
But yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's probably
you go to a wedding though, and like one group takes over, and then there's like peripheral friends, yes. you know, yes. and the group that takes over is usually the one that they've become the closest with over time. You need to try and get this girl that you're going with to become your 70%.
Yeah, you need her over on your side. You need to get that swing vote.
So maybe invite her to like some parties that are couples kind of events.
Something that'll exclude the awfulness that is her friend.
The dragon. You want to get rid of that dragon and really bring, like, to make her, you know, you don't want to make her feel uncomfortable, but you do.
Yeah, well, you want to let her know it's none of her fucking business.
Yeah.
This, just because she's best friends with a girl doesn't mean this, like.
You didn't sign up for them both.
Yeah, this isn't a double package.
Yeah.
you're dating her.
Yeah, so I think if you have one of those situations where you create an event
yeah.
that includes couples, so that girl wouldn't really feel like she's a part of it.
And if she did, then you should just, if she was comfortable enough coming to something like that, you'd be like, all right, then you just got to say something.
Say something.
Yeah, like this.
Put it out there. Like,
yeah.
And even to say, like, listen, let's do it another time.
Yeah.
And she should understand that.
Yeah.
As the friend. Miserable friends are fucking miserable. Like, that's a tough situation. I've been in that situation where you're like, you hang out with this chick?
Why are you with this girl?
And the 2-year-old thing is like one of those things that always happens too. Yeah. Because you don't, listen, when you're 5 years old, you're like, that's my neighbor, that's my best friend.
Yeah. It's all proximity.
It's all about that.
You're like, I'm a child of around the same age.
Yeah.
What toys do you have?
How, oh, now you're cool.
How do you entertain me?
Yeah.
Oh, you've got a trampoline. Well, looks like we're going 30 years on this one.
God, that trampoline.
You know how many shitty kids I fucking befriend? You know how many adults that I know that are hunks of garbage because they had good toys as kids?
That's an amazing point.
Yeah.
Trampoline kid always killed it.
God damn, that's a currency.
Oh, man.
You want your kids to have friends, just get them. Big ass trampoline.
Even those new
and
ones
a good with good insurance policy.
Yeah, they're good. Well, now they have the ones with the nets around the side. Remember how dangerous those fucking things were?
The springs?
Dude,
do you remember landing on a spring?
Oh, and it hurt for like a week.
Yeah, if you got pinched.
Oh my God, the pinch. That it's like, take pinching your hand on a weight when you put it away and multiply it by a million.
I love that's how you translate things to your listeners.
Yes, I had to let them know.
You're like, when you're doing a rack of like 3 plates, bro.
Dude,
that pinch was worth, I don't know, maybe the joy of flight.
Yes, I'll take it.
When you're a kid, you're like,
And then you're doing a double, you figure out a double jump and you're like, oh my God, we figured it out.
I don't like this kid, but I'm staying at this house for at least a week.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Dan Soder at Dan Soder on Twitter. Semi-formal help me. Now, in college for these fraternities, you weren't in a fraternity, but you went to Arizona.
Yeah, I sold drugs to fraternities.
You know the deal. So they have these dated functions, and you have to invite somebody. The girls have them, the guys have them, and then it's your own little party, and you act like you're Wolf of Wall Street for 10 minutes.
Date dashes, right?
Yeah, something like that. You know, yeah. We've had semi-formals, we had formals. You know, they go on all semester. What's up, J-Train? So rather than make fun of you for being Jewish or tell you how great the podcast is, and he puts in parentheses, it's pretty fucking awesome, I'm just going to get right to the question. So I attend a small school in the heartland of the Midwest. I'm a freshman who just joined my fraternity last semester. You could call me the funny fat guy in my class. Anyway, there's this girl who's been fucking a guy from my pledge class since first semester, and she's been coming to all of our parties/events.
Okay.
I'd say she's a 6'7", 8".
Okay.
We always get together in pregame before, so I guess you could say we get along well. Out of the blue, after a night of drinking, she messaged me on Facebook and asked for my number. So fucking his friend from the pledge class, right?
Yeah.
Just
the feeling of getting that Facebook message, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's such a good feeling.
The best.
You're like, oh, she... Me?
Yeah.
You've chosen me?
Mark Zuckerberg has no idea what he's done with the feeling of like people getting pussy off Facebook.
Oh, that red thing comes up and you're like, oh, who's this from? And then it's from someone that isn't a fucking spam.
Dude, I'm going to date myself.
Go for it.
I remember when Facebook was just college.
You
had to be a specific universities, but there was only a couple universities on it.
Well, it started with like the Ivy Leagues, and then it made its way through to all
to
the
major schools.
Yeah, major schools.
You had to be Penn major
State,
schools.
Penn State was one of the major schools.
Arizona was one of the major ones. Dude, we got on there, and you could just search by interests.
Yeah.
And the girls that would come up, and you'd be like, hey, you like beer pong?
Yeah, I like it.
And you'd be like, hey, do you want to go? We're having a house party. And they'd be like, I'll bring my friends. And you're just like, this is fucking amazing.
I talk about this all the time. There was a golden age of Facebook that, like, it was the Wild West. Like, you could find anybody. There was no privacy.
Yeah.
There was no parents. Nope. It literally was for spring break pictures.
Yep.
And searching for chick spring break pictures.
I had a buddy.
It was the only thing.
I had a buddy who was like, I think he's a straight up sex addict.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to say his name, but he went to Yale.
Okay. So he was in on the ground floor.
Yeah. And he had, I remember I would look at his friends and you could see what friends they had at which colleges.
Yes.
And I was like,
that was a big search one I would do all the time. Yeah.
And I'd be like, how does this motherfucker have 56 friends at Arizona? And I'd click and it'd be all hot chicks, like,
oh my God,
fucking top-notch Arizona. And I'm like, what? And be like, and then I'd message him, like, hey, how do you know? And he's like, oh, I just message him. And I flirt with him. And I'm like,
like, for if and when he might go to Arizona?
Maybe. The
1% chance.
Dude, I remember cracking open ASU when I was at Arizona. And I was like,
so hot.
The mutual friend thing. And you'd be like, this girl. And then you'd be like, hi. And they'd be like, hey, what's up? And you're like, oh my God, this is amazing.
And then you just start with, how do you know so-and-so? And
oh, you know him?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, Tucson sucks, but I'm coming up to Tempe. And they're like, you should come hang out. And you're like,
that point, it was just so new that people were like, yeah, just like, whatever.
No Twitter, no Instagram.
It was the one chance you had. I remember the best part was—
take me back.
I know. It was like too good. I remember the day after Halloween, the day after spring break got back, and just all of a sudden people are just spewing up
this second fucking, week of April, baby,
this like real life porn.
Yeah.
You know, and also when a buddy, the reason that all my friends got on it, I remember the first time some kid told us about it, and he was like, and I was like, whatever. I think I called him Data.
Yeah.
Because I was like, fuck you, I don't like the computer, Data, get out of here.
Yeah, the name Facebook, I was like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah. And he was like, I'm starting a beta group for our fraternity if you want to join. I was like, I'm not a fucking nerd. Yeah. And then one of our buddies hooked up one night, and he was like, yeah, she's like blonde, she's in that sorority. And I was like, I don't know if I know her. And he goes, check her out on Facebook. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he was like, just go on Facebook and you can see her profile and all her pictures. And I was like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
And I remember we'd sit at lunch, 30 dudes. Girls think that guys don't gossip. We all fucking gossip.
Yeah.
We're just, I think we're pretty fucking good at it, actually.
Yeah, we're.
We know how to keep it tight between us.
Yeah, humans are social animals. So of course we do.
We would sit at lunch, 30 dudes on a Tuesday.
Just gabbing.
And be like, we'd bring down one computer and just go and be like, and go through her pictures.
I remember doing
like
that.
Animals.
I remember we'd smoke. My buddy had a house like right off campus, and you'd finish class, you'd go to his house. It was Arizona, so it was always nice. He had a couch in his backyard, and we'd smoke like blunts and just look at chicks on Facebook. And he had his roommate had a desktop which was like right inside the door.
Yeah.
So he would be there. We would be in the backyard. Be like, dude, you gotta look at this chick.
He's yes.
Like, yeah, I had psych with her last year. And you're like, what the fuck? Who is that?
That's exactly what would happen. And then you're like, I gotta find this. And then you go on this like weird search for her, and then find her, and she'd be like, yeah, I'm so and so. And it's like in your mind, you're like, I know exactly.
Yeah, I got the whole dossier. Yeah, my lady.
I know you took psych last year. You know, I know.
You're like one
thing.
Of those people from the government showing up. You're like, we know all about you, Ashley.
Yes. The FBI showing
your file
up.
Your file is quite thick.
Yes.
Just like your body.
You're like one of the Avengers guys that's like coming again. We've been talking about you for a long time.
I want to let you know about the Titfuck Initiative. So, I'm trying to titfuck.
trying to splooge on your chest.
I'm trying to chest hump every large chested woman in Arizona.
And you've been the talk of the house.
Yeah. You are our Iron Man. It has to start through you.
So this guy writes on, when she texted me, she asked me if I'd like to go to her semi-formal. So she got through to him on Facebook, got the number, asked him to the semi-formal, even though she's fucking his buddy from his pledge class. I said yes, but I'm wondering if I should tell my frat bro who she's been banging for over a semester. I don't want him to be fucking pissed, and I'm trying to stay neutral in their fucked up relationship. She's in the hottest sorority on campus, so I kind of want to go to try and pull one of her sorority sisters at her formal. What should I say to my frat brother so it's not awkward? Should I just not go and leave it be? What do you think he should do?
He should let his frat brother know, but it's clear she doesn't want it. She just needs a date. And the dude she's banging's a dick. So she probably gets along with this guy. She knows it would be a good night. I say, tell your frat brother. Let him know, like, hey, I think she asked me, so you might want to talk to her about that.
Yeah.
And then if she's still like, yeah, cool, and be like, hey, yeah, I just got to tell so-and-so because I know you guys hook up. So, if you go by your, like, good character, good things will happen.
I totally agree. It's so much easier to be nice than mean. I say it like 1,000 times in this podcast. There's two types of formal dates, okay? The one you're looking to fuck and the one you're looking to have fun with.
Yeah.
There's really two, and especially for a girl. Like, guys, I've mentioned this before. I think guys can take girls from bucket to bucket.
Yeah.
They can be like, oh, that's a friend. Oh, she kind of likes me. Yes. I guess I'll fuck her.
Yes.
You know, and it's a lot easier for us. I think girls have this thing where they'll put you in a bucket, and that's where you live.
Yeah, they're like, I fucked him, so you're in the dick. You've been tagged under dick.
Dick. And then
you've been tagged under no dick.
And this guy's been tagged under fun friend.
Yeah, no dick.
No dick. And
you got a no dick tag.
You got that no dick tag.
Yeah, it sucks.
Tough one to get rid of.
Dude, I wore it a lot.
Yeah.
It is a fucking hard act to shake.
And they put it on with one of those clamps that cops use, like those plastic things, because you got to get a scissors to cut that shit off.
Yeah, you need the scissors. You need the scissors of success to cut that off.
And I know he's saying he wants to go and get with her friends, but here's what's going to happen hypothetically. Let's say you don't say something. Here's what's going to happen. He doesn't say something. He goes to the semi-formal. The dude will find out because the relationship fucked up. That dude's gonna send grenades to that semi-formal, and he's gonna try his best to fuck up that night for her. Then you're the babysitter for this chick the whole night, so it's not gonna be like you're gonna be the fun guy anymore. You're the one that's picking up the pieces for your fucking pledge brother if you go through with this. So I think I totally agree with you. Say to her first, you've already said yes. Say to her first, listen, I'm going to hold off on the semi-formal. I just want to ask this guy because I know you guys got something going on.
Yeah.
And then go to him and be like, listen, this chick asked me to go to her semi-formal. I'm not going to go. I just want to let you know that this is happening because I know you guys are intimate or whatever. You guys are getting it going.
Intimate.
Intimate.
Now you're talking like a grandpa.
Yeah, intimate.
I know you've been intimate with her, but I was wondering if I could go with her to a lovely date dance.
I like that I went from, you boning this chick in Pound Town to intimate. Like, this felt like the right moment for it.
Just smashing coos. And then, if you have had a couple drinks and you feel like being intimate.
Also, he's the funny fat guy. listen, let's walk before you can run, buddy. You're not going to this thing and hooking up with every fucking chick that you come across.
You better hope there's a girl, there's a hot chick with a real good sense of humor
that can hear, has super hearing, that she can hear over the dubstep playing.
Yeah. As a funny guy.
Yeah.
Which is, I've been fucking, I know exactly what title that is. It's all laughs, no coming.
Yeah. Especially at those like loud dance parties. That's a tough time to be funny guy.
You got to do all your work at the pregame.
You got to. You got to set that groundwork early.
You got to go up 21 points.
Yes, and then you just, do. And that then is just play so true. D. Play D the whole night. You got to throw in some like funny dance moves at a certain point.
Yeah.
That's, like, perfect.
Do a shot with her.
Yes.
Try to get her outside. That's why cigarettes were always clutch.
Cigarette
for
helps.
Me.
I never could smoke cigarettes. Oh. I like physically can't inhale them, so that was I was always jealous of cigarette guy.
No, I mean, I just quit 2 years ago. It's fucking awful.
It's awful.
In college, it was great because they'd be like, just cigarette, and you're like, yeah,
let's talk. Let me hear about your life.
Oh god damn! But there's nothing more infuriating. There's nothing sadder than you thinking that's going to go well, and then she's smoking the cigarette, and she just doesn't care about you. She's
just turns.
Well, so, you know, I thought, like, journalism would be pretty good because I could, like, learn how the media works. And she's like, mm-hmm.
She's just looking to get back to her, like,
do you have any
hot
blow?
Friends. Yeah.
Like, no,
do you have any, like, all of a sudden you become the guy that works the bathroom with all the stuff?
Do you have any mints?
Mints, gum, or blow.
All you have is Camel Lights. Do you have any Parliaments? Parliaments go way better with cocaine.
And you're like, I know.
tfmpodcast@gmail.com. Soda, this was great, man.
Did you the best?
I love having you on. We got to do it again. Yeah. We're going to do some news. We do a news section at the end. Did we do this last time you were here?
Yeah.
So you cool to stay for some news? I know you got to get going.
Yeah,
so,
I got fucking some time.
Guys, get involved with Dan Soder. You're going to know him at some
date
point.
Me. Date me. Introduce him. Me to your family.
Bring him to the home. At Dan Soder on Twitter, dansoder.com. He's coming to Miami April 10th and 11th. He's going to be at Caroline's April 15th, part of Comedy Week. Go check him out. Become a fan. He's great. We're going to come back right now with the news. We'll be right back.
I can't say life's a bitch because of what you make of me. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land it.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here to do, we're going to do some news. We got Mansamp here.
Yes, sir.
Chris, thank you for coming from the booth.
Thanks for having me.
You can find him on Twitter @Mansamp. He's got a podcast every Friday. Mandatory Samson Podcast is here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network. You can go to Stand Up New York. StandUpNYLabs.com. Check out all of the podcasts here, including the Mandatory Samson Podcast. Dan Soder, thank you for coming on. You were awesome.
You're awesome.
Love you. Love having you.
Love being
you
here.
Always bring the heat. You can find Dan Soder at Dan Soder on Twitter. DanSoder.com. He's going to be in Miami April 11th and 12th. Caroline's on the 15th. Let's do some news. This is news from Total Frat Move.
The first thing we got, as always, Instagram babe of the day.
So TFM has a Instagram babe of the day. So they'll profile a lady and show all her pictures so we can check her out right now. What's her name for the listeners at home?
The young lady we're dealing with today is Sarah from the University of South Florida.
What?
It's Sarah Blaylock on Instagram. She's got a little
Blaylock
bit of,
with a Y?
Yeah, with a Y.
Blaylock with a Y.
She's a little...
She looks too young for me.
I love her.
She's a little thicker. She's very, very good.
Yeah, this is my this
what?
Is right in my wheelhouse.
Yep.
She's got like she's hot Jew. Do you know what I mean? Like she's like this is like there's this version of Jewish chick that's
Man.
Oh my god. This is the Halloween picture
she's a cheerleader there apparently.
What school does she go to?
USF.
That's in Tampa, buddy.
Oh my god.
That's Tampa Poon.
USF, you're killing it.
Let me ask you this. Is this hotter than just a regular bikini? It looks like fucking lingerie, you know?
So she's wearing a bathing suit. There's a type of bathing suit she's wearing. It's a two piece and then it kind of covers, but it doesn't her cleavage.
It's like lacy.
Yeah.
I call it the Ultimate Warrior suit, the one with the strings that come down from the front. Love that one. And it's very Ultimate Warrior-ish.
Look at this. I want a party.
I just look at it and I'm like, this is amazing. I just love the effect of it.
Lo and behold, Panama City, I take you on my back. It just cuts promos like the Warrior. Could you imagine that?
I want a YouTube video of a girl doing Warrior promos
just
in
her back.
The Ultimate Warrior. Yeah, just flexing.
Hulk. Hogan! I have been.
If Blaylock is listening right now, please do that for us.
With her makeup flying off.
Yeah. Makeup, yeah. Crying. She cries before, so it has the effect.
With her makeup done like the Warrior.
Oh, yeah. Or then we could go classic.
Oh, man.
She's doing handstands on the beach, which I always say this. The guy who took this picture, like, how is he doing it without covering his boner?
Also, they totally cut out a fourth on the right there.
You
can see.
Oh, she wasn't hot enough to make the pick, or maybe she's falling. That'd be even better.
She was ruining it. Yeah, here they are all hanging out, her and her friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're all just staring.
How do these girls meet each other? Are they? Is there a booth that's just like a hot girl? Like, hey, just join our club.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, she has the type of thickness that is like what I'm looking for. Like you, like that is like.
Oh man, yeah.
You gotta go check this chick out. That's my wheelhouse. That is like
really.
That's what I'm looking for.
Perfect. This little situation right here.
I don't know. Do you ever think about that? Like when guys are with like real, like when they're like what. A curvy girl, like this girl's got curves. Like
yeah, my girlfriend's very curvy.
Yeah, isn't that great?
It's the fucking best.
It's interesting.
It's
it makes
best.
It more an entertaining
you do
experience.
Not lose interest as fast as it just it's like a flavor saver.
Yeah, I think it's like kind of like one of those like fun houses that has different like choose your own adventure books.
Yeah, because there's some there's some weeks I'm super into my girlfriend's butt, and there's some weeks I'm super into her tits.
And it's like oh, if you want to see tits, go to page 39.
Yeah, and
it's like
wow, these are awesome.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ah, man, let's go to some news.
This is an interesting one. It's a good one for Dan to be here for. You can now pay your favorite college athlete to stay in school.
Wait a minute.
Wait, what?
How do you do this?
There's a site called Fan Angel. And basically, you donate money, and over time, if this guy decides to stay in school, it breaks down. He'll get 80% to the athlete, 10% goes to his teammates, and 10% goes to charity. They take 9%, I guess.
So this is like an annuity for an athlete. So you're saying if a student athlete is in school and he plays for the basketball team, you can say to him, stay for another year, and when you get out of college, there will be this annuity that will come. You'll get paid on this when you're done.
I think he actually gets it while he's in school. So, I mean, right.
That's got to be illegal.
That can't be allowed.
They get into it. They go, we're not affiliated. The Fan Angel site, they're not affiliated with the NCAA. So they can do whatever they want. It's like
there's
a
going to be NCAA restrictions.
Yeah, but so though. Isn't an alumni. He's not.
Dude, you
got to
understand. NCAA ain't going to get fucked over by some fucking Kickstarter website. That's one of the most vicious organizations.
Did you see the John Oliver video? He talked about the NCAA a couple nights ago. Or
no, I'm not. No.
It's fucking, it's damning. Like, yeah. He has a way of just making you on his side no matter what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But what they're doing to these guys.
I mean, they're professional.
It's $1 billion.
Yeah, they're professional athletes with no money.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we're going to look back on we'll look back like in 20 years and be like, can you believe college kids didn't used to get paid?
I mean, the Ed O'Bannon thing is like unbelievable. I'm looking at myself on a game that someone else bought.
I'm furious because my favorite video game is NCAA college football, and it's gone.
It's gone, right?
Gone forever.
They won't make it. I used to love that game because you could lateral anytime.
Dude.
That was the best part of that game.
I don't think you realize how deep I would go on that game.
Oh, really?
I'd go like, I would do a dynasty for no shit 17 seasons.
Arizona? Oh,
yeah. I mean, I'd start at like some crusty school.
Oh, you were like.
And I would build up. And then
you're
UCF.
And then I would
take the reins at like Colorado or Arizona and then just murder.
Oh, so you play as like the coach and then you move on.
Build dynasties,
yeah,
baby.
You're trying to get paid.
So many trophies.
Well, these coaches making so much money too.
Yeah, and the coaches are on there.
Yeah.
The coach's name aren't on there. Something happened. I don't know, but fucking just pay the kids so we can get NCAA college football.
Yeah, it's just help out Soder on this one.
Fucking play it. I got a PS4 and I can't play it.
At least let them have their tuition for free. Like pay them something. But you're right. I mean, they're losing out on millions of
dollars. Well, they do get their tuition for free.
Some of them do.
It's not even the fact that they're making all this money for the school. Like, that's one thing. It's another thing that the athletes, you never see them at school.
Oh, yeah, you do.
They
watch
work.
Them sleeping on the fucking during your lecture.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're either, you see them, like, I had class with Paul Posluszny, who is like the leading tackler, you know, ever at Penn State at the time. And he was, you know, linebacker And he would come into class and like people would be like, you know, like the whole room would like gasp and then he'd go sit down and then he would leave and I would never see him any other parties or anything. Like those guys went to fucking work.
Yeah, I knew. I had a class with Lance Briggs, who's a Chicago Bears linebacker.
The guy with the guns.
Yeah, is that what happened?
That guy has like an artillery.
Good for him.
Yeah.
But he would be in my, he was in one of my lectures, like my big lectures, and he would, I think he made 3 appearances.
Yeah.
But he was all Pac-10 and like killing got drafted it. By the Bears, and you're like, oh, that guy's fucking golden.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, but also like their day, wake up at 6 for a lift. Wake up at the, go attend to the eat
the meal.
They were
always in sweatpants always and they were always tired.
Always. The sweatpants, you're so right about that. They were always on the go, like from or going somewhere.
And they're studying like the defense from Oregon or the, like the offense from Oregon. So they got to like deal with like Joey Harrington. And they're just like, this guy's going to be a fucking problem. And this is why I'm here. And then they're like, also, here's political modern theory.
Yeah.
Like, how are you?
And it's like, I think about how I like split up my day in college. And it was like, oh, 12 o'clock class. 11:59 I'll be up.
Yeah.
You know, like I, and they're like literally doing schedules like military.
Yeah. Well, they're balancing 2 careers.
Yeah.
They're like academia and being an athlete.
And we're like, nah, money's not important to this whole
it's
thing.
It's school spirit.
That's harder than being a pro athlete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much harder.
Yeah. Because
their like, whole day is regimented. People are taking care of them. They got cars and planes and all that stuff.
Especially if you're a fucking walk on. Think about those walk-ons.
Like, you're just getting the shit kicked out of you by the best players in your state.
And you have to do well in school. Like, they're just going to, like, let you go.
Yeah.
Just like, you're like an immigrant worker at that point. You're just non-essential.
They should just be like, listen, why don't you come and play football? You take 1-2 classes a semester.
Yeah.
Let's just try to get you your associates.
Mm.
And then you can just...
just hang.
If you want to stay and do 2 more years of school...
Well, then that was the other point. You got to go watch that John Oliver video if you're out there. I know we all love college sports. If you listen to this, you're probably a huge college. I am too. I love Penn State, but we got to make. And then what they say is it's a Pandora's box. Like how much, you know, because then what's really the reason this can't happen with the paid athletes is the real reason. And then no one wants to talk about it is that alumni will go fucking crazy.
Yeah.
These rich alumni want to fucking whack themselves off. They want to masturbate to the fact that they got a player for their team.
Oh.
So the money would get so fucking out of control.
Woo,
the bidding war would be on. And you'd
have come to the University of Alabama, I promise you a house in every city your family has visited.
Exactly. Everyone would just turn into you like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, you run the ball for the Tide and son, your days are going to be pretty
T-Boone,
sweet.
T-Boone picking just giving out oil wells and shit.
You look like you like a nice Mercedes Benz. Yeah, how about you come to my dealership?
Yeah, it's just, it's gonna go crazy. That's the only reason we can't do this. They like, it's one
awesome.
Thing.
be so awesome.
You're just gonna see these alumni just become fucking owners of school teams.
Yeah, but
that's really what they'll be.
But through donations, which
exactly.
is basically what this is.
This is exactly what.
How does this not? If you're a fan angel who's also a booster, dude, the booster's gonna be like, all right,
just
I want
change the name.
Here's $400,000 for my favorite kid to stay.
That's a great point.
That's the thing. It's college sports, especially like pro sports. There's no imagination there. Like you know, they play for them. I am just a fan. College, there's this thing of like, I walked the same streets as these kids.
You guys took classes. We are somewhat the same because we graduated from the same school.
Exactly. So
that's why, have you ever seen like a fat white man always say what's up to like an NFL athlete? They're like, how you doing?
Yeah.
I was at Tennessee, 76-80. And the guy's like, yeah, all right, man. Yeah. I'm 18.
Yeah.
I only went here because this coach got hired here. Yeah. I don't give a fuck right. about your school.
This could have been Iowa.
Yeah. I'm
no
not
going
to lie. Had I gotten to Beej at fucking Michigan State, I'd be in Lansing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, but you came. You're a Tennessee
volunteer. And
they're
giving like a big dap. there is this thing that like, I got him to go there.
Yeah, no,
and it's
no,
like,
no. Absolutely.
And
that's
they'll
what boosters
go
live off of.
It, live off it. And they're like, oh, I know the kid.
He's
get
a good
crazy.
Kid. I met his mama. I met his daddy. They are good people.
No, it's just a weird uncle. Like at when I went to Oregon, I just went to Oregon and did shows there.
Yeah.
And they call Phil Knight Uncle Phil.
Yeah, because he fucking...
He's the reason that place exists.
Yeah, dude. It's
like,
Nike.
That is
so fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's Uncle Phil. And they make bobblehead dolls right. with Uncle Phil on the
fucking
bottom.
Phil
and it's like,
Knight.
Whoa, dude. I made fun of him at a show. Like, I basically... And they were not into it. They were like... I said, like I was talking about Joe Pa, like when you go to Penn State... Like, everyone just talks about Jerry Sandusky no matter what.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys better fucking hope that Phil Knight doesn't have a foot fetish or some shit. Because that'll be all you hear about for the rest of your life.
There are dead kids buried under the Nike facility.
Oh, man. They're gone.
Gone.
Done. Say goodbye to going into an interview and having it not be weird.
Yeah.
Because that will come up a meej.
Meanwhile, walk into a Nike facility. Who do you think's in there? It's like little kids just stitching on.
Man. Yeah.
Let's go to the next story.
All right. So this one is just silly. It's not a great story, but some guy is going around Akron, Ohio and pooping on everyone's cars.
Good for him.
Yeah.
There's
a picture of this guy. They caught him.
Oh,
I mean, they got a picture
him?
Of him. He hasn't been caught, but this is him. Look at his face.
He's just some old guy, right?
He's like 45, maybe. Something
he
like
looks
that.
Like a disenfranchised city worker.
Yeah.
He's like, just he like shitting on a car.
I got to do something about this city.
He's like, these unions are bullshit.
Oh, I got an idea. Let's start shitting on the bulls.
Who works Thursday? Rory? I don't like that guy. Shit on some cars.
I just like I just love anything that's like the dumbest idea, but it's also just like, I'm just going to take a shit on people's cars. This
it's
is how
the balls
I'm gonna get
of
back.
The execution.
Yes.
Well, he shit on 19 cars. 19. So the guy's he's going for it.
Oh,
yeah, yeah,
God.
Yeah. He's been out there.
He's got to get shirts made.
Yeah, I shat on 19
he's
cars.
He's got to get some merch going.
Yeah. Are you shit guy?
Yeah. The emoji poop.
Yeah.
You know, on the shirt. And then it just it says shit guy.
That'd be great.
Akron shitter.
I think we got it.
Akron pooper with the O's, just the emoji poops. That would be a great shirt. He's got merch right now.
That's perfect. Yeah, okay, well, so that's the whole story.
Yeah,
so we talked about the poop guy.
Let's do one last one.
One last one. You won't believe how much this Ziploc bag filled with air from a Kanye concert is going for on eBay.
That's hilarious.
There's a picture of it on eBay. The guy's just got air from Kanye show written on it. And he's got 90 bids, and it's up to $60,000.
I mean, that's hilarious.
Come on.
Whoever's bidding on that's not going to pay that.
I don't know how it works.
There's got to be legalities.
I mean, if you bid...
God damn, I'd love to see someone lose 60 grand on a dumb piece of thing like that.
I'd love to see the guy's parents' face.
Like, what did you do? He's like, yeah, Yeezy breathed it. He's like,
I hope it's some high school kid.
Just obsessed with Kanye.
Yeah.
Lives in like Iowa.
And just he's fucking sitting there clicking
like,
on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
probably
I'm definitely
going
to get a date to prom.
Yeah,
of this
it's
shit.
Kanye bidding on it.
That air is valuable.
Yeah, that'd be the Jesus. Smartest thing he could do. It just ups his own worth and his own, you know.
Right,
yeah,
the mystique.
Like, Yeezus airs are about 60 grand.
That's like.
I bet he'd be mad. I bet he'd be mad it was low. If you told Kanye, you're
that's not
10 cents.
Yes.
They're like his business manager's like, hey, Kanye, so that bag of air is only going for 60 grand. He's like, what? I am the voice of a generation.
Yeah.
Should be going for $300,000.
Did they know I invented sweatpants for during the day?
Did you see that video Anonymous supposedly put out?
No.
Yes, I did.
Is
that's
that
actually
real?
It's on the site. Yeah, that's real.
It really was Anonymous.
Wait, what was it?
It's pretty they're pretty direct. They're like, listen, man, you're fucking shut up. Like, you're not not an artist for an artist's sake.
Explain the story first.
Anonymous, the hacker group, put out this like 8-minute video explaining why if Kanye West doesn't start watching what he's saying, that they're going to exclude him off their list of artists because they're saying a new renaissance is coming. And if he doesn't...
Oh, my God. These guys got some range.
That's terrifying.
Weren't they going after ISIS?
Yeah.
How are they splitting their day?
This is the B team.
Between Kanye and
ISIS. It's like HuffPo when you click on entertainment. This is Anonymous entertainment.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. And then they just put like a voice modulator and they're like, you clearly do not know what you are dealing with. Kanye West. You say you are an artist, but you speak
Bring
to
on
us.
Bane.
Yeah. He's like, oh, the music is yours. I was born into the music.
I like the thought of Bane coming into a sound booth being like, we're doing ISIS
all right,
today.
What are we going to? We're going to take the take. All right. We got it. All right, Gotham's mine. No, all right.
We're doing entertainment today, Bane. Can
today
you
in the news? Batman still dead. It's a fucking creepy video. Watch it.
You should check it out. It is creepy, but like we said, I think it's the B team.
Dan's gotta go.
I got.
Thank you,
go.
Guys. Man, Sam, thank you for coming on.
Thanks
at Man Sam on Twitter. Dan, this was a great episode. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me. I fucking always have a blast.
Always fun having you. At Dan Soder on Twitter. I'm Jared Freed. At JTrain56 on all platforms. We're here next week. Send in your emails. TFMPodcast@gmail.com. Hit it.